is life without a care. And we're getting there.
Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I'm Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is my buddy Elise Corey, fresh back from a cruise with KSRO listeners. Oh my goodness, how was it?
Oh, it was better than I expected. You know, we did our Lisbon to Barcelona, and there were 56 KSRO travelers on board. I've never taken a cruise where everybody was nice, perfectly nice. No one was, you know, there's always someone who's
sort of the
asking
pill.
Questions, right? or has issues or something. I have never traveled with a group of nicer people before.
So
I mean,
great.
The other ones have been good, but this was extraordinary people, interesting personalities, where they come from.
Oh, how fun.
And a lot of people did some pre and post trips, which were great.
Mm-hmm.
But Lisbon, you know, is where we started from, and that's a fabulous city. That was the biggest surprise to me.
Really?
I thought it was good, but not as good as it was.
Yeah. And, what really stood out for you about Lisbon?
How easy it was to get around. The different areas have different feels. There's no real old town.
Okay.
But I like taking those on and off buses, because you get a complete synopsis of the area, see where you want to go back to. Easy to get around. It's definitely a seafood capital.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
We took a train out to a town called Sintra, and it has medieval castles, and it has, I mean, three or four castles, not just one. And there's a lot of walking.
Yeah.
That was the part that I was surprised at, how much walking there was.
That's great, though. And the lots of beautiful architecture and
great
architecture, tiles, right, I've heard.
Great seafood. Uh-huh. We went to one restaurant. It's called Sea Me, S-E-A-Me.
Mm-hmm.
And you go in, and it's a fish market. So you pick the fish, and they weigh it, and then they grill it for you.
Oh, wow.
And
how
it's
cool.
A local place.
Oh,
I mean,
yum.
One of the people at the hotel we were staying at suggested it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, he says, you want to go to something local? Or I said, yes, local with local food. He says, go here. It's a place I go to all the time.
Nice.
So we were the only, you know, Americans in there, or tourists, should I say. And it was up this little side street. We had a blast. That was the biggest surprise.
That's
I did
so cool.
not expect that of Lisbon at all.
Huh. Well, so, there must be a place that you want to visit again, right?
I would go back to
nice.
Lisbon. It was fun. I liked that whole area,
but
Lisbon stood out.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
All right. So Lisbon, and then you headed along the Mediterranean. Tell us about some of the other spots.
Well, we went to Alicante, Malaga. We had one day of rain, which you can't help, but we wore rain jackets and had umbrellas.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're by all these beautiful yacht harbors and marinas, and people don't care. As long as you have your rubber-soled shoes, always bring something. And at worst case, you know, some of the stores you can buy this disposable poncho, and it works.
Yeah.
But people are still traveling. There's still tours going on. Nobody's stopping. It's not torrential rain. It's just you're getting wet, you know, but it's not awful. So we went there. We went to Monte Carlo with the yachts. It was fabulous.
Did you get to see, you wanted to see?
Well, I tried to see Rafa Nadal's yacht, which I didn't get to see, so
darn
it looks like I'm going to have to go
back.
Palma de Mallorca, but it was on the opposite side.
Oh,
it was going to take too long.
Other than that,
and then we went to Marseille, which was went to this nice little fishing village, which was fabulous.
Mm.
The onboard cooking station on this ship was phenomenal, and Chef Ash, he's just amazing. He's so easygoing. And he knows what he's talking about. And you're literally cooking on a station. You're cutting with a knife. You're stirring. You're whisking. We made scallops in a brown butter sauce.
Oh, cool.
And we had zabione was a dessert.
Uh-huh.
And then we made risotto. risotto was fabulous. We had porcini mushrooms, and we cut them up, and you soaked. And we have the recipes, which is great. If anybody really wants the recipes, yeah. I think, you know, you can ask us. We could probably get you the recipe.
Nice. But
delicious.
Okay.
And we all worked together. We came up to the front table where he was. Mm-hmm. And, we, of course, we had, thank you, Fogline Vineyards, because we did have some excellent wine to go with our wine and food pairing, as well as at the Culinary Center.
Nice.
But that was really a highlight. I highly stress that that's the best part. The ship is great.
Mm-hmm. That Oceana Cruises, they just do the best.
They did a very good job. Everybody was happy with their staterooms. Uh-huh. Really, like I said, there were really no complaints from anyone. We all got into all of the restaurants, mix and mingle people you talk to on the phone who you've never met in person.
Yeah.
We had a great group, very clean, very organized. The staff knew exactly what I wanted. They have this juice bar over there, and I'd mm-hmm. order this one juice conglomerate that I like, and I say, no orange juice. So by the second day, oh, I know what you want. You want the rise and shine, but no orange juice.
How
do you do that? I can't remember like that.
Wow.
And they see, you know, there's 1,200 people on this ship.
That kind of attention to detail, it really, like, sticks with you.
And it's a beautiful, it's probably the most beautiful ship I've ever seen. I mean, some service is different, but the whole layout was just gorgeous. It's a gorgeous ship.
Oh, my goodness.
Gym was good. The gyms, you know, you had your Gatorade, you had your vitamin water, and it's all complimentary. So you could go to the gym, work out, great, mm-hmm. clean. You know, they cleaned it all the time. Canyon Ranch on board, you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, for sure. I saw some photos that Kathy posted, and they looked just amazing, especially Monte Carlo at night from the top of the ship and looking out over just the harbor, and how beautiful and sparkling, like jewels. It just looked amazing.
We went out at night. At Monte Carlo, we were there from 12 noon until 10 p.m. So we went out in the daytime. Kathy and I ran around, and we looked around. And then we came back. We ate dinner. And then my husband and I said, do you want to go to the other marina that's on the other side? And we said, sure. So here we are. I don't speak French. I can get by with Spanish. Uh-huh. We're trying to find directions to get to this harbor that's on the other side. And we ended up finding it. We asked the policemen, the locals. We were walking on the wrong side of the street. We got yelled at by somebody. It was just fabulous. It was a great adventure. That's the whole part. I will remember that part.
Sure.
Always.
Yeah.
Because it was, here we are. We don't speak the language. We're in a foreign country. The boat leaves at 10. Here it is. It's like 6:30. And we're starting to go. And it was dusk. Mm-hmm. But that's the kind of thing that you remember when you travel. It's not necessarily exactly every single port of call, what it was. It was what you did, the adventure. That was probably one of the highlights. And taking the train to Sintra and thinking that you could walk up to the castle and you're saying, there's no way. You have to take a tuk-tuk. And if anyone doesn't know, it's a little
scooter
with seats.
Seats in the back so you can go.
And very interesting, but it's worth going there, I have to say. You have to, if you go to Lisbon, go to Sintra.
Oh, I love it. So many fun adventures that you were able to have along with our KSRO guests. It was our second KSRO.
Third.
It was our third?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's
so we did Alaska,
right.
Tahiti. We've
this
done
is our second
Lisbon
culinary
to Barcelona.
One, though.
Yeah. It's our second culinary.
Culinary,
correct.
One.
Yes.
Right. Okay. I'm
trying the to keep Fogline wines were phenomenal. They were great.
They're such good people, too. So how fun.
Yum.
Love it. Yay. Okay. So you're back and you rested up.
It took a few days.
Okay, good.
Coming back. This time it was really difficult for some reason. I don't know why.
I just wanted to stay in Barcelona or Lisbon. But you're back and we are excited about our next big adventure, which will be in March next year, right? We're headed to Ireland, and there's still opportunities, to sign
there's
up for this?
There's still a few spots left. Not a lot, but it's getting down to the where you have to decide if you're going to go, because we're going to have to release our space.
Okay. All right.
So,
but this is a wonderful opportunity to not only visit Ireland and really get a feel for the country, but you're going with Colette. And Colette is an amazing organization who has traveled and done these trips to Ireland over and over again. They know it in and out. Their tour leaders really know the locations and can take you to things that are a little bit off the beaten path. They're going to take you, of course, to some of the things that everybody wants to go visit, like the Waterford Crystal Factory, or maybe going to have Guinness, right, and tour
there. So much
there.
Fun.
But you're also going to have other side things that maybe other people aren't going to get.
You know, one of the best parts is we had a lot of people from the area. So a lot of people made friends. You see people, you can dine when you want. So people made new friends.
Oh, good.
And
yeah.
They saw people they haven't seen. And that's with the Ireland trip, because we're all going together. Mm-hmm. Everyone leaves from Sonoma and we go on the plane to Ireland and back. And if someone wants to deviate, they can. But for the most part, you're meeting your neighbors.
Sure.
And you're traveling with your neighbors. And if you're a solo traveler, it's a great opportunity to find other solo travelers.
Oh, for sure.
With, or if you're another couple, it still works.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it really does. And it's so much fun. On my one chance that I had to go on a cruise, it was great to sort of, each night we sort of wanted to sit next to the same group of four people. So it was me and my mom and my sister. And then we had these people from Rhode Island that we sat next to each night. And they were so much fun. And we got to know them. And sometimes we'd be on the same walking tour with them. And sometimes we weren't during the days of our shore excursions. But it was really fun. We got to know some other people.
You know, the funny part was jumping back, like on the ship, I kept running into the same couple everywhere.
Right.
And other people I didn't see. So, but on this trip to Ireland, the good thing is we're all traveling together as a group.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone will be together. Of course, when you get to your destination, some people are going to wander on their own, mm-hmm. or not. But for the most part, you'll be able to see people and catch up. And it's small. You're in a small group, so you'll be able to connect with that person a little bit deeper than you would on the cruise ship, because a lot of people do their own thing.
Right. Yeah. So if you're interested in signing up for the Shades of Ireland tour, which will be in March of 2019, now's the time to reach out. You can send an email, ksro@travelwise.net, ksro@travelwise.net, and Wise is with a Z. And if you'd like, you can also give a call. What's the number, the best number?
935-9493. That's 935-9493. And I think it would make a great holiday present for someone. We mm-hmm. can make you a nice little gift certificate and said you're going to Ireland.
Yay.
And tell them that, and we can arrange that for you as a gift.
I love it. Very cool. And also, you don't have to pay for everything right now. If you want to, say, put half down and then just work with some payments leading up, you can totally do that as well.
Absolutely.
All right, cool. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk with Elise about the North Bay Women's Expo, where she will be, and we'll give you all the details and some fun insider tips. We'll be right back. You're listening to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO.
That's just life without a care, and we're getting there.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Attorney Noreen Evans and her team are inviting you to attend a live discussion with Aaron Brockovich, hosted by KSRO's Pat Kerrigan, on Tuesday, October 30th in Santa Rosa. Aaron is the nation's leading consumer advocate, and she will be on hand to talk about her 27-year fight to hold corporations accountable. Now she is in Sonoma County to do just that, over PG&E's role in last year's wildfires. You can meet Aaron Brockovich in person to learn why she has joined Noreen and her team, and more about her years of fighting for consumers like you. Mark your calendars for October 30th at 11 a.m. at the Findlay Community Center for this important conversation. If you have any questions, please call 707-237-2445. That's 707-237-2445, or visit pgelawsuit.com. Noreen Evans of Watts Garrett LLP is the attorney responsible for the content of this commercial.
That's just love.
And welcome back to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I'm Michelle Marquis, along with Elise Corey, the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. You can reach out and maybe get information on the next big adventure for our Ireland trip, Shades of Ireland, or upcoming trips as well. Little teaser there. Keep listening. You're going to hear a little bit more by sending an email to ksro@travelwise.net. That's ksro@travelwise.net, and Wise is spelled with a Z. But before we get to those fun trips, there is something very fun happening here on Saturday. This Saturday, October 27th, it's the North Bay Women's Expo presented by Kaiser Permanente, and TravelWise will be there.
Yes, and we're pleased that we have four of our suppliers with us, or our friends, should I call them. Mm-hmm. We will have G Adventures, which does lots of travel throughout the world and gives back. It's, they have adventure, they have active, they have younger 18 to 30 year old travel. They work with National Geographic, but almost every place in the world you can think of, they travel. Uh-huh. They give back to lots of needy companies or people or schools or people who need the help, I say. They're a great company, and they'll be there, and we'll have some special incentives. We also have Avalon Waterways, which does a lot of wellness, culinary, active adventures on river cruises. So they have some women's groups. They have some yoga groups. So if you're a yoga person or into fitness, mm-hmm. they will be there as well. We have Uncruise Adventures. Uncruise is very unique because they go Costa Rica, Panama, Sea of Cortez. They'll go to the San Juan Islands. Their claim to fame, Alaska, is that they have this water sports platform that comes down. It's not a dressy. You are casual the whole time. And they're small ships, but they're for, I'd say, more active, adventurous people. You can paddleboard off the back. You can dive into cold waters in Alaska if you so feel like it.
Oh, my goodness.
They will follow a whale. If you're in Alaska and they see whales, or if you're in the Sea of Cortez and the whale sharks are there, they will wait and follow. There's no set itinerary that you have to follow like on a bigger cruise ship.
Oh, wow, cool.
Very, very, very casual.
That's the Uncruise.
Yeah, Uncruise, undress.
Yeah.
Undressed up, I should say, not undressed. Undressed up cruise line. It's great for people who really like to experience the outdoors. And then we have AMR Resorts. AMR Resorts represents the Secrets, the Dreams, the Breathless, the Now Resorts. And they are actually one of our prize giveaways. They're giving away three nights in Cabo at Breathless. What? You don't have to come to our table to enter for that, but there is an entry for that. That's one of the grand prizes. And all of those properties are all inclusive. So you're talking, each one is different. Some are for families, some are for singles, some are for more of a budgeted or a higher end. They're all different. Mm-hmm. And Zoetry is one of them as well. And we'll have information that at our table. We have two of my agents, Jeff Dalpaghetto and Craig Adrian, will be at the table, as well as our sales rep from Avalon and from G Adventures. So there'll be lots of information. We'll have lots of promotions where if you book within a certain period of time, you'll get a discount.
Nice.
So if you're thinking of going somewhere with a group of friends, girlfriends, just getting away, and your budgets are all over the place on this.
Yeah.
Some of them are higher end, some of them are lower, depending. Come stop by and see us. Meet us. We'll be doing a drawing for a prize. I haven't decided yet, but it'll be something good. So,
wow, that's so
come
cool.
And visit us. Get to know us. Get to see who we are, what we're about. We're just like you. We're local. We're here. And we strive to do the best that we can and for you.
Yeah. So stop by if you're going to the North Bay Women's Expo, which is this Saturday at the Great Casino Ballroom in Roner Park. It's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And while you're there, make sure you head over to visit Lisa's team at their booth with TravelWise. And you're going to meet all these great suppliers and hopefully pick out what your next big adventure is going to be.
Absolutely.
And it could be maybe for some sort of milestone. Maybe you got a birthday or a big anniversary or a family reunion. All these kinds of things could be a great excuse for travel and building memories.
And talk to us about if you want to benefit a certain nonprofit, because we do work with nonprofits. We do group you know, if your corporation wants to do something as a big group and mm-hmm. do an incentive, we can do that as well for your sale, you know, the people who reach their sales expectations or exceed them, we mm-hmm. can do that. But we like giving back also. So talk to us about your nonprofit. Because we do work that way, too.
Cool. And you can learn more about the North Bay Women's Expo. There's so much going on. There's lots of great featured speakers. Samantha Harris, Shalina Moreta, Justine Bateman is going to be there, which I'm super excited about. And your chance, of course, to win 3 days in Cabo at the Breathless property, which would be very, very cool. Be sure to stop by the TravelWise booth in order to sign up for that. There's makeovers, a dream kitchen, a she shed, prizes, free massages, all kinds of great stuff. You can learn more at NorthBayWomen'sExpo.com. Again, that's happening this Saturday. We've only got a few more minutes here, but I do want to mention, because you just got back from a cruise. And what's the best thing at the end of the cruise to do? It's to plan your next cruise.
Right? We are planning. We have made a decision.
Okay.
The powers. We are going from Athens to Venice.
What?
On Oceania. Again, the same ship.
Uh-huh.
Chef Ash will be cooking again.
Wow.
He has to think of a new recipe, mm-hmm. some new ones for this one, but that
Greek
shouldn't
inspired.
Be too hard.
Oh,
yes.
I love it. Okay.
So we'll start in Athens.
Uh-huh.
We go to 5 different islands: Athens, Rhodes, Santorini, Kataklon, and Corfu. We also go to Ephesus, Turkey, Montenegro, Zadar in Croatia, and the best part is at the end, we're in Venice, but we overnight. So when all the other cruise ships leave, we're there in Venice in the evening.
Oh,
it's
gosh.
Going to be for October 16th of 2020. Prices are starting at $17.99. It's hot off the press, and it's the first time we're promoting it and talking about it. But if you want more information, send an email to ksro@travelwise.net.
Mm-hmm.
That's ksro@travelwise.net. Or give me a call, 935-9493. That's 935-9493. We will be speaking more about this as time goes on. There'll be some mixers coming up. We'll try and set that up, but this is too new. I don't even have flyers yet, but
right.
I'd be happy to talk to you about it. If you really want to see the itinerary, you can go on the Oceania Cruises
mm-hmm.
website. It's October 16th, 2020 on the marina. And I was looking at it today. It looks like the inside cabins are already on wait list.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
And we should have a few of them in our allotment, but
mm-hmm.
It's 2 categories already on wait list. And this is 2 years from now.
Right. So this would be in October of 2020. We will be traveling. It's the Adriatic Awakening, a 9-day voyage with Oceania Cruises. And as you know, when Elise does something, she does it well.
I have fun.
she makes sure that we get the best stuff, that we get extra perks, that we get all kinds of wonderful experiences that other people are not going to get. And she can do this because of her clout as a virtuoso travel agency, that she can do this that other people don't get. So not only will we have Chef Ash on board with us and an opportunity to do these exclusive culinary adventures on board, but we will have our own tastings. We'll have our own parties. We will find a winery to go with us as well. So there'll be special wine events that we're going to do, cocktail parties that are just us. So not only are you having the opportunity to go on a wonderful cruise on one of the best ocean cruise lines that's out there, Oceania Cruises, from Athens to Venice with overnight stay in Venice, but all those extra things that we don't even know what they're going to be right now.
You know, and I was telling Michelle, I said, I'm not going to tell you. I have to tell you what happened because it's very strange. But the truth is they weren't giving out any group cruises on this sailing. And so I had to go up the ladder.
You pulled some strings.
And I pulled some strings, and I have exactly what I wanted to, because I'm very tenacious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was born and raised from New York. I know how to keep going until I get what I want, right. So to speak, when it comes to business arrangements. And it worked out perfectly.
I love
it. So we are going to have a great group with us again. And people already have been signing up for this cruise before it's even released.
I love it.
So if you're interested, let me know. Send me an email.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a call somehow. We'll have more information as time goes on.
Excellent. So, yes, don't wait. Reach out to Elise right now. Send her an email, ksro@travelwise.net, or you can give her a call.
At 935-9493. That's 935-WISE with a Z. 935-9493.
All right. We'll see you again soon. It's Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO.
And she's love without a care.